I do believe that there has been a meeting of parties called. I haven't been notified of that meeting myself, but we'll just wait and see how all that plays out. The 100% Redress Party were given a mandate by the people, and the independents that have agreed to join the group, they want to stand shoulder to shoulder with these people and the 100% Redress and send a clear message to the government that they must deliver the people's document. That's the position we're in at the moment. I feel we're in a strong position. It'll play itself out over the next number of days, but I'd be hoping maybe that another few members might come on board, and that will be our group going forward for the new council.
You believe this is going to change the face of Donegal County Council in the sense that there's going to be a lot more debate, there's going to be a lot more focus, particularly on the 100% redress issue, but that group has made it clear there are other issues that they'll be very much pushing as well.
So we know it's a change council going in. The makeup of the council's different. I don't think the way the council does its business, the rules won't change, but the personality certainly will change. I think, you know, we feel that this group is putting itself in a good position to help the people with defective concrete blocks in Donegal and right out through the whole of Ireland. And that will be top of the agenda for most of us. There will be plenty of other issues that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. We've dealt with it in the last council and the council before that, and we have some new members in there as well. So the other items don't go off the agenda. Everything stays on the table.